All right, another Moments for Moms, and today we're talking about motivation and marriage. Have you thought what motivated you to get married? Have you actually considered yourself crazy at times? What was I thinking? You know, it's interesting to see how so many people have different reasons for getting married. I was reading a story about a man who got married and he was divorced. And he said the reason he got married is because he'd been living with his girlfriend for 3 years and everybody kept saying, when are you going to get married? When are you going to get married? And he just kept thinking societal pressure was forcing him to get married. And once he got married, they didn't get along. And he said the reason, at the very end, he said, we gave it one last effort to go on a vacation. And if it worked, we'd keep going. If not, it wouldn't. And he said, we went and we couldn't get along on vacation, so it was over. So I thought, what would be his motivation for marrying? Was it to conform to society's pressure? Well, was the society pressuring him to divorce? No. The thing that he was motivated for mostly was to be happy. And if he couldn't get along with her, he was going to get rid of it. You know, in old cultures, old-fashioned cultures, people get married because of society's need to continue to move on. So the family marries another family so they can keep their family having an income and caring for each other. And that's the old traditional culture. You know, some people would get married because of their social class and trying to improve their status. What really motivated you to get married? If I'm honest, I was motivated by being loved. I wanted to be loved. And I found somebody that I loved, but he loved me back. That was cool. And, you know, that was great for a while until I started having feelings like, he's not that great, and why did I marry him? And when he started not loving me back in a way that I wanted to be loved. So that's really not a great motivation for marriage if we want to keep going. Some people say, well, it started because of love. Now we're in it because of the children. Is that a proper motivation to keep us married? Children, although they are cute, we've got some cute burpers around here, and they're just as cute as they can be, but I'm telling you, they grow up to be ringtail tutors, and they'll drive you all crazy. So if that's your motivation, to have delightful kids that give your life meaning, it doesn't last very long. What's interesting to me is that there are different ways that we can become motivated. One is that we find something that we want to pursue. So there's some spark in us that we say, this is worth going after. And then there has to be something else that comes along that jumpstarts us, that keeps us going. Because we can be motivated to do a lot of things. And you know how they tell you if you found something you want to buy, give it 24 hours before you buy it? Because sometimes it's just an impulse motivation. For the big decisions, we need to find what we really are looking for in life and then be able to know how to keep it going, how to get us back on track, and then recognize that there are going to be times when we're going for the marathon and there's going to be sprints where we really have to kick it in. And so if we can consider that in marriage, I think it'll really help us, because one thing that I've seen, and we're going to talk about it later, is that if my motivation is bigger than my pleasure, and bigger than gratification from my children, if my motivation is actually something beyond this world and that I'm participating in investing in another human being and in our union, and if our union means something more than just somebody that I can cling to for all the days that I live, if it means something bigger than that, and I believe that it does, then it helps me to keep re-engaging when times get tough and I'm not being personally fulfilled. And so I would suggest that our motivation can be adjusted. We may have married for all the wrong reasons, but our motivation can be adjusted, and it's rooted in something bigger than us.